Later this week in Kenya, voters will choose a new president. The winner will be only the third president to lead the East African nation in the 39 years since Kenya's independence from Britain. Five candidates are competing to succeed Daniel Arap Moi in Friday's election. All promise to reverse Kenya's economic slide and root out government corruption. NPR's Jason Bobian reports only two are given any chance of winning.
The resumes of Mwai Kibaki and his main rival, Uhuru Kenyatta, couldn't be more different. Kibaki is an aging career politician who spent most of his life in government. Kenyatta is a young political neophyte who's never been elected to office, but is President Moi's hand-picked successor. Polls show Kenyatta of the ruling Kenyan African National Union, or KANU party, trailing Kibaki by a significant margin. Kibaki of the National Rainbow Coalition, or NARC, however, was in a car crash on December 3rd and hasn't been actively campaigning during the crucial final weeks of the election. Kenyatta, on the other hand, has been crisscrossing the country in a helicopter. 30-year-old Asha Hamis has come to see Kenyatta touch down on the greens at the Mombasa Golf Club.
She has come to see Uhuru. She's so glad because she has seen Uhuru by her own eyes.
Supporters often call Kenyatta by his first name, both to distinguish him from his father and because Uhuru means freedom in Swahili. Hamis says the most pressing issue facing Kenya is the lack of jobs for young people. Because Kenyatta is young, he's 41, Hamis says he understands the need to get jobs for youth. But not everyone who came to see Kenyatta's chopper land on the fairways overlooking the Indian Ocean supports him. Winston Lasat, who's unemployed, says he's backing the 71-year-old Kibaki.
Now with the political pluralism, you know, people want to have a change from the previous ruling party to a different one. Yeah.
Kenya has had only two presidents since it won independence from Britain in 1963, and both have been from the KANU party. The first was Uhuru Kenyatta's father, Jomo Kenyatta. When he died in 1978, the presidency passed on to Daniel Arap Moi. Now, with newly imposed term limits forcing Moi from office, Moi is trying to pass the presidency back to the Kenyatta family in the form of Uhuru. Almost every Kenyan says the nation needs a change of leadership. Kibaki supporters use change to mean that it's time to throw KANU out. Kenyatta supporters talk of change from an older generation to a more modern one, represented by Uhuru. In a dusty park in central Mombasa, Uhuru Kenyatta addresses a crowd of about 1,000 people through a PA system suspended from a tree. Some in the crowd are hardcore supporters. Others say they've come out of curiosity. Both Kenyatta and Kibaki claim they'll stamp out Kenya's rampant government corruption, but voters are skeptical that Kenyatta, who's President Moi's chosen successor, will dismantle the system of bribery and patronage that Moi fostered to retain power. Kibaki also has ties to the unpopular Moi regime, having once served as his vice president. Many Kenyans blame Moi and the ruling KANU party for the country's economic decline and squandering the nation's wealth. 46-year-old Rastus Mugambe, who's unemployed, calls KANU a pack of thieves.
There is money, but every sector in the government sector is completely corrupt because the money goes to somebody's pockets.
Kibaki's newly formed National Rainbow Coalition has promised to turn Kenya around with a combination of free market economics and increased social welfare spending, including free universal primary education. While Kibaki continues to recuperate at home from his car crash, he's left it up to his deputies to push NARC's platform. The party's headquarters is in a busy, almost chaotic house in the suburbs of Nairobi. Alex Marithi, the director of elections for NARC, says his party will pull Kenya out of its decades-long decline.
Once upon a time, we used to boast that we were Switzerland of Africa. Many investors were looking at the Eastern Africa and Central Africa entry through Kenya. And we want to go back to those glorious days when we used to boast of that.
This election is Kenya's first in which an opposition party might actually win. President Moi reluctantly allowed multi-party elections for the first time in 1992, but the 1992 and 97 campaigns were marred by ethnic clashes which killed hundreds of people and accusations of vote rigging. Election observers blamed the problems on Moi and the ruling KANU party, which controls every aspect of the government. Moi denies that his operatives manipulated the electoral process or provoked tribal clashes to keep opposition voters from the polls. The big question during this election is whether Moi and the KANU party are really willing to stand back and give an opposition party a free and fair chance to take power away from them. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Nairobi.